This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Octave Klaber of OVH.
Hello, I'm CEO and chairman of OVH. OVH is a global hyperscale cloud provider, provide the cloud services for the companies and to help them to make the digital transformation. For the startups, the big companies, we are providing public cloud, private cloud, bare metal, different kind of storages, and we are deploying that on the worldwide scale with data centers in Europe. We are in the different countries also. We are in the USA and in Asia. For the moment, we have 27 data centers in 12 different places in the world. We are a company with 2,100 people, and we are making for 120 million this year. We have a high growth. We are expecting to make 1 billion in a few years.
You have a very aggressive strategy you outlined this last year. You've opened 6 new locations with data centers and built out some of the data centers in existing places. You've acquired vCloud Air. You now have a US operation. You plan to grow the company up to 4,000 people by 2020. That sounds very high risk and very intense.
Oh, it's not high risk. It's natural development of the OVH that I see. Last year, we hired 700 people. The next 12 months, we hired 1,000 people. It's because we have to have the enough talents to work on the new innovations, but also about the manufacturing of the servers, building the new data centers, the relationship with the customers, with the sales team. So development of the company, it's really on the large scale with the different geographies, different skills, expertises that we have in the company. So all that, it's just natural development. In the US, yes, last year very new team, there were less than 10 persons, and very quickly, beginning of this year, we have the opportunity to buy vCloud Air, so we jumped in this acquisition, and we closed it on the July, I think, so it took us 6 months. It's really a big opportunity for us. Now we have the huge team with the experience of the enterprise market, with the assets, the customers, the revenue, and now we can scale in the US with already the same services that vCloud had before, and also add them all our catalog of the services. So it's something that is really amazing from American perspective, because usually what the people they have, they don't have the technology, and they have to create the marketing for no technology. And in fact, this is so excited for them, because we have a lot of technologies, and we have to create the very good marketing for all these technologies, but we have the technology. So it's so unique from US perspective, and this is why we are so exciting. This is why we have the teams for this level with these skills, that they are jumped to OVH to work with us on the US perspective.
You set yourself an ambitious target of 1 billion within 3 years from where you are now. Is that going to come from organic growth with your existing customer base, or how much do you have to expand your customer base to hit those targets?
We plan to have it on the organic growth, because we have every year 30% of the growth. This growth is coming from the new data centers, and it's coming from the new countries that we deploy the data centers. And with the new deployment of the 12 first data center, we will have the new opportunity to make the business with the existing customers in the new country, but also having the new customers coming from the local where the data center is. We believe that 30%, this is what we are planning, having 30% of the growth in the next years, and to go naturally to 1 billion revenue with the countries like Germany, UK, Poland, Spain, Italy, also Australia, Singapore, and of course US with the Canada.
You see yourself as moving towards challenging the big American and Chinese giants. Very few companies have even aimed that high, let alone got as far as you have so far. What are you setting as your target to consider yourself in that game?
We are fighting against the very big names. We have on the American side, we have Amazon, Microsoft, Google. And on the China side, we have Alibaba, we have Tencent, and we have Baidu, the very big names. But if you see Europe, you see no one else except OVH, because there is no another European cloud provider. It's really sad, but this is true. We don't have the champions of the cloud in Europe except OVH, and OVH is already on the large scale. but it's still smaller than the American and the China companies. It's because the cloud, it's just starting this expansion in Europe, and with a lot of new startups, with a lot of new equity that's coming on the market, that of people that are investing the money with the new startups. And all this, it's driven the growth for the companies like us. And also, another side, we have the companies, the enterprise, that they are ready to move the workload in the cloud. The technology like vCloudera help us to move all this workload from the on-premises data center to OVH without any downtime. So it's magic. This magic technology, it's working because this is what we bought. We are using right now this technology for our customers to move the workload to OVH without any downtime and without any necessity to rewrite the existing application. This has cost a lot of money for the enterprises, saying, I have this application, CRM, you have a different application in the company. If I want to go to the cloud, I have to rewrite. Don't rewrite. Just move that using the same technology that you are already using, VMware, without any downtime to OVH. And then you will reduce your cost. And with the differentiation of the cost, you will have the money to rewrite if you really need this application to the cloud with the cloud technologies. This is the value that we are proposing. And this value, this is the unique value proposition that you have on the US part and the European part. If you are talking with big names, they are talking about the public cloud only. They don't propose anything else. They have a lot of innovations, but you have to change anything and everything. There was a lot of experiences on the company enterprises that they are trying to move this workload to the public cloud, and in a lot of times they are testing and it's saying, wow, it's nightmare. We have a company like MIT. It's a university in the US. There was a competition between the different university and another university, and I will not give you the name, but they wanted to move to our standard cloud provider, public cloud, and they didn't do that. They stopped the deployment, and MIT, they moved all the workload to the vCloudera. We have the success story that we can share with the market and see it's really worked. It's working very nice, and this technology allows you to have the scale that the people, they are looking for the scale, for the lower prices, but scale and the worldwide footprint. And this is what we are proposing.
If I look across Europe, your big challenge, as you say, isn't from another European company. It's from the likes of Amazon, Microsoft, Google, IBM, these big players coming in, setting up lots of smaller data centers. How do you change people's perception of where your history is? To say, we're also a global player, we should be on your decision making when you have to buy cloud.
The first answer is for the marketing perspective. OVH, it was one brand. And having just one brand with web hosting services, telecom services, very cheap cloud services, and the cloud provider with a hyperscale worldwide footprint, it's making a lot of confusion for the customer. So now we announce it today, we split our activity to three different brands. OVH Cloud, it's exactly for the cloud, hyperscale, worldwide footprint, and with the services to help the customers move to the cloud, to help the customers deploying the new workload, the digital transformation, all the things that for the startups is really important. Then we have OVH Spirit. It's the brand that will still propose very good cloud services, but for the performance, just performance and the good prices. This is where we are very good, and we want to keep to be good for the new companies, to the resellers, to the wholesale, because it allows us to have the necessary volume in the data centers. And then we have the OVH Market, that is web hosting, the telecom services in France. Splitting that in three different brands will allow us to have a more specific marketing on OVH Cloud. And this worldwide brand, we want to communicate everywhere in every country and saying OVH has also global scale. OVH has also different clouds, can help you to move to the cloud, can help you in your digital transformation, can help you with the partners ecosystem and to take all your workload, all your application and to rewrite or not with our partners to go to the cloud and to reduce your CapEx. For our customers, their main issue is the risk of the CapEx they have to spend, and they don't know if the technology will change in the 18 months, 2 years, 5 years. It's not 5 years anymore. it's shorter. We know that this is our job, to make a capex and to make this capex good, have the good ROI for our customers, but also be able to have this ROI for the long term because of the return of the capital. All these experiences we are proposing to our customers, so we are experts of this deployment. We know how to deploy the new data centers for a very good price. We know how to deploy it very quickly. What we have done during the last year or last 18 months is just amazing, deploying so many different countries, building from scratch the data center. So it is not what Amazon, Azure, they are doing. They are making the colocation in Europe. We are building our own data center. Of course, in some cases, the building is already existing, but we buy the building, we are buying the network, we are connecting all together, we are deploying our technologies. We demonstrate our capability to deploy our cloud already in Europe, in US, and this will just continue because we have the ambition to have more than 50 data centers in the next years. So it's something that will naturally grow because we have these skills, this technology, the people that can deploy it on a large scale.
By doing all that build out yourself, that's quite a capex intensive approach. As you say, many others are going by using co-location. It gets them into a market quickly. How much can you carry in terms of debt? Because there comes a point where building is great, owning is fantastic, but it restricts your ability to recycle capital quickly when you need to keep expanding.
In fact, your question is right for the standard companies. We know how to do the new data centers quicker than deploying in the colocation and for the less money that you can imagine. All these skills, it's 18 years of the work on our technology, on everything that allow us to go fast and faster. This is our advantage. This is what have seen Kecker and Torbrook when we were talking with them and saying, hey, we would like to raise 250 million to go faster. And when we explain our challenges, they said, wow, it's amazing. It will work. We believe in your story. Let's go. And we raised 250 million. Then we raised 400 million debt. And we have no issue to raise more money because this business model is working. It's working everywhere in the world. The key issue that we can have is just, hey, customers, how many servers do you want? Tomorrow, I will be able to deliver whatever you want. 100,000 additional servers? Okay, 1 million VMs? No issue. I can do what you want. Because the money is not really the issue for us. The real issue, the real challenge, is the hiring the talents to continue to grow the company at the 30% per year. We are growing on this level. We need also hire 30% of the people to continue to have the right relationship with the customers, building the new data center, having the people in the data centers, helping the customers just to sell, but also making the innovations. There's a lot of different skills, expertise that we have in the company that we need to hire the people and to scale the company, scale out company.
The last year was busy. The next few look like they're going to be chaos for you. I wish you good luck, Octave.